Hey, everybody, it's the Queen Bee. We are here on Fresh Air Radio, where there is music for your soul. It is Transformation Tuesday. And just bear with QB a little bit because I've been under the weather. But I have a special guest today. He's in here laughing. But no, it's none other than Connecticut's own Diamond D of the Connecticut Fleets Radio. And so last week, if you tuned in, and there is also a playback in case you didn't, you can find some of my stuff on SoundCloud now. Just connect with me on Facebook. We started talking about men and rejection, and I wanted to finish up with Diamond. Diamond has a lot of wealth, and we get in the studio and we clown, but the reality is that the issues that we're talking about, we know that it's going to help somebody. And what my show is about, giving you information from a godly perspective and how to tie all that in together, because we need to have a healthy relationship that leads to marriage. And so I'm going to turn it over to Diamond. What do you think about how do men feel when they get rejected, Diamond?
Well, you know, I'm not going to be on the godly side.
You got to be the carnal side.
Yes, I'm from the carnal side of town.
From the carnal side of town, okay?
So men and rejection. All right, yes. Rejection for a man is devastating.
Okay,
but men are programmed to pretend like it's nothing.
Okay.
So if a man approaches a woman and says, I'll use this for example. The first time I asked a woman to dance, she was like, no. And I just stood there like,
oh. You froze?
Yeah, seriously? Like froze.
Wow.
So I took the rejection as, forget that chick. She was ugly anyway. Because then the defenses come up. You got to make an excuse.
Right, right.
So basically men and rejection, some men handle it well. Some men move on. Some men will sit there and probably curse you out. So rejection to a man, it hurts, and a lot of men won't be honest.
Okay.
That's one of the things, because a man is always taught to be super tough.
Right.
No emotion.
Be a man.
Strong, yeah, nothing bothers you, no tears. So when rejection kicks in, that is super duper devastating as rejection, especially if you like a woman. And as my good friend DJ Platinum says, she puts you in the super friend zone.
The super friend zone. We all hate to be friend zone at some point in time in our life. We've all been there.
So when she places you in the friend zone,
can't get out.
You can't get out. Especially the super friend zone.
What's the difference between the super friend zone and the friend zone?
The friend zone.
I've never heard the super friend zone.
The super friend zone is sort of like it'll never, like a 99.9% chance, is never going to have a chance. The friend zone, sort of like 70-30, 60-40.
Okay.
It
so
could
you
be
have
a possibility.
Potential.
Yeah, it has potential. But the super friend zone, once you hit the super friend zone, it's pretty much a deal. It's pretty much a done deal. You might as well say that that part is where the rejection really kicks in. And it takes a man to either say, you know what, we're going to be cool, or I'm just not messing with this chick. That's what the guy, you know, I'm not messing with this woman, because chick is the random new word, you know, the word that everyone's using back again. So I'm not going to mess with this chick because she kind of dissed me. I poured my heart out, and she friend-zoned me.
And she just stepped all over it. And see, this is the crazy, and women, we are known to do that. This is the crazy part, Diamond, is that people forget that you've got to be your friend first. And they don't understand that, like, once you get into a relationship that leads to marriage, if you're not friends, then you're going to be in trouble. That's like, we talked about last week about, you know, you're the messy one, and Zeb is the neat one. And,
right,
you know, there's two different components, but you've learned to manage it because you're what? You're
friends. Yeah, we're friends. You got to be friends. Most people don't. See that leads to another.
That's another show. I
yeah.
know.
Because that leads to the chase. That leads to the chase, the courting part of a relationship, and we not having that in 2000. A lot of times that's not
men
happening.
Men are not chasing at all.
No,
men
they don't have to.
That's the sad part, ladies. Y'all don't understand. A man doesn't chase because you just like give it up. You just like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, really? So you don't give him, and a man's natural wiring is to go after what he wants.
Right.
And but nowadays it's like, and I hear the women complain, but I think they're at fault even more so than the guys are. Because if they don't give their potential or what they're looking for, there's no, and I know we talked about requirements, but there should be at least a requirement for that. And I know that we have our list, but our lists, I think, are just skewed because clearly there's no balance, if that makes sense. So what you're basically saying is when a man is rejected, he just totally, he flips, which means sometimes it leads to, and ladies, when you see the men who are players, more than likely that brother was at some point rejected somewhere along the line, be it when he was 8 years old or as he gets older.
Well, see, some men like the rejection.
So you think they feed off of it?
Yeah, some men play the rejection like
the victim.
Well,
let's call them
the victim.
See, the victim they are.
But see, now some men. Now I know some brothers. All right, fine. You don't want me, fine. I'll move on to the next. Like some brothers bounce. Like
they bounce back.
The bounce back is incredible. Like 2 seconds later, then the female will say, "Yo, he was just in my face trying to holler." And
there's a theory I have, and men will test the waters.
Yes.
And so women, I don't know if you understand this. You really got to study the brothers. I'm about to give up their secrets.
No, don't do that. You alpha
don't give
female.
Up too many? Okay.
The alpha female.
So let me just put this one out here that without giving up too many secrets is that a man will test the waters, and whoever answers is what he will go after.
Yes.
And I think we talked about Sean talked about that a few weeks ago. That the and we're gonna have him come back, the dream woman, the fantasy woman, and the destiny woman.
Okay.
And so we have to readjust what we want. Like, this is our potential. I want 6'4", I want this. But then you realize that, okay, if you're 5'2", and you weigh like 500 pounds, I'm sorry, that's more than likely it is not going to happen.
Nah, it's not gonna happen.
Like, for me, I am not short. So when a brother approaches me, I think one time I went out with a guy who was about my height or inch shorter. And I'm 5'8". So that's kind of, you about 5'2", I doubt if it's going to happen. No, honestly, it's more about, can you respect a man? But so basically you're saying is they're going to test the water, and whoever answers is the direction they're going to head in.
Absolutely.
Without giving out too many of the secrets.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny that we say this because, you know, all these standards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talk about these standards. You said a guy 5'2". There's a lot of women out there that say, I'll never date a short guy. Then they may meet a dude and say, well, you know, he's a short guy, but I think, you know, I'm not going to give him that opportunity. Then they might miss out on the opportunity.
Right.
But then you have some dudes that you just say to yourself, how?
He's like, how? Like in Tonto.
Right. Like, how? It's like, what you know? Oh, no,
you mean like how is in wow or how do they end up together?
Yeah, like how do they end up together?
Well, but then that goes back to, I always say one of my thought processes, character is first.
Right.
Character and the way that my grandfather trained me, character defines everything. Because character doesn't really change. So even in my leadership class, we're talking about ethics.
Right.
And ethics are who you are. And I always say, it's who you are when the world's not watching you. Because everybody could be somebody special.
Right.
When the spotlight's on. But what do you do? How do you answer? How do you respond when there's nobody else around? Like, do you dog a brother out because you don't like him?
You know,
why can't you be polite and just say, you know what? Very nice. Thank you. You know, queens are very respectful. Thank you. I appreciate your interest, but I'm not interested. And then you may also end up being a friend, and it doesn't mean he stays in the friend zone. But I think we kind of put the cap on it, and we don't go any further.
Well, we all have this social media life has made everybody appear different than what they really are.
And when we see you in person. Diamond, do I look like... Wait a minute, I got it. Diamond looks exactly like he looks on social media.
Right.
Diamond, do I look like...
Yes,
no, I'm
you
not
do.
Made up.
Yes, you do. You look like Sister Belinda. Sister Belinda.
Like me, okay?
She's Sister Belinda. No, but the whole real truth of it is people think that, like, when I'm out in public, I'm just totally silly at all times.
Yes, we know this.
I'm just completely silly. Well, people will be surprised that when I'm home, I'm just on the couch.
Well, it's that you're recharging.
No, I'm not recharging. Yeah. I'm not sociable. I'm not as outgoing as people think I am.
But that's rechargeable, Diamond. That's the thing is, I'm an introvert, and I've learned to come out to do what I have to do.
Right.
When I'm at home, it's like I'm crashed. I don't want to talk. I don't want to deal with anybody. Nah, I can go on social media and have those conversations.
I'll talk to you.
Well, no, but I'm saying is people who come over, my family and my friends, that's something different. But there's different sides to me. And on social media, you see one side. It's still me, but there's still a part of me that I have to keep covered.
Right.
Because you don't give everybody your all. Because you won't have anything left.
Well, I think that's my issue. I give my all.
You give your all.
And then when you come to the house, I'm like quiet, but then I get... But I can go from 0 to 100.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't take much for me to flip a switch and become crazy again. Yeah, but yeah, I have a warped mind, like I tell everybody. I see and I imagine things that people don't, like I can hit you with a joke out of anywhere. I can make light of any subject. That's one of my downfalls. But when I'm on social media, I hold back on social media. That's what it is. I hold back on social media. But
there's multi-dimensions and facets to who we are. So I'm a clown, I know that. But on the other side of the coin, there's the serious side.
I'm never serious.
And so there's times where I'm serious, but there's times I'm playing. And then when the brain is racing, I tell people, my brain could be in 7 different directions. And I'm talking to you now, and I could be thinking about something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really a male construct. That's really how a man's brain is wired, and I think women don't understand that. Women get focused. We're very multitasked, but yet at the same time, when we're focused on something, we don't know how to let that go.
Nah, y'all are focused. But see, to throw that back in, see, that's where I think that's why there's a lot of rejection, because women are focused. Women are focused. This is what I want.
They only see what they want to see.
This is what I want.
Even when a man tells them no, they hear yes.
Yes. A lot of women say, this is what I want. And, like, I'll talk to a sister. Like, I'll sit down with a group of women. We'll laugh and joke. And I'll say to a sister, she'll be like, oh, I like that dude right there. And I'll say, he's married. And
she doesn't care.
She'll be like, I don't think so. I could test him. And I'm like, if he's married, well, you don't have a ring on. I'm like, I'm telling you.
That doesn't mean anything.
He's married. And they're like, nah, I don't believe it. Then the brother will be like, oh, no, I'm married. See, you playing. I don't believe it.
Isn't that two sides of that? Because there's some brothers who don't wear a ring, and they don't act like they're married.
Right.
And the brothers who wear a ring and don't wear a ring, they act like they're married. So that's a problem right there.
Well, that's another issue. We got like 15 different shows here.
That's a different show. So I think we probably need to take a break for a minute.
Yeah, we got to take a rejection break.
We take a rejection break. We're going to talk about rejection while y'all are not on the air. No, actually, we will wait and hold off, and we'll be right back.
Gospel jams.
Great music and good times.
On Fresh Air Radio.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. 'Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you.
I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful.
Beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Many mighty ships are sinking. Many stars are falling down. count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. For you, I'm
a lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful. Beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful.
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 Let me say, yeah, 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 yeah. Say, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. Say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I put my lighter in the air for you.
All right.
I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through.
All right.
Put my lighter in the air.
The truth is you're beautiful.
Beautiful.
Whoa.
Now put your lighter in the air for
put
us.
Your lighter.
Everybody singing together, sing a new song.
Alright.
Put your lighter in the air for love.
Oh, you're
it's beautiful, beautiful.
Let me say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
And we're back with Heartstrings, Matters of the Heart on Fresh Air Radio, where we play music for your soul. And DJ Diamond D and I were talking about
no, I'm gonna be brother. Off. I'm gonna be Brother Diamond.
He's gonna be Brother Diamond.
I'm Brother Diamond for this episode.
You gotta be saved.
Yes,
now.
I'm saved now. I'm saved now. I'm no longer carnal. I'm saved now. I'm saved.
So we gonna switch it up a bit. So Diamond, we were talking about rejection. And I think we mentioned last week that when you back a man in a corner, you shouldn't chase him into a corner.
Absolutely.
And you shouldn't
no.
follow him.
No.
And
no.
And women tend to do that.
No.
And of course, a lot of times that's where women sometimes get hit because the brother walks away, but you follow him. And so there's that flight or fright mentality.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation today with one of my friends on Facebook. I won't call his name out. But we were talking about how, and this may be another show, is that we know that somebody likes us or is interested, but they play the role. So this goes back again to the rejection piece, because a brother, it takes a lot for men to approach us at times. Do you think so? Depends upon the type of brother.
It depends. I'm going to go here. If it's a sexual nature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be that hard for a brother to approach.
But if it's a genuine brother saying,
really well,
you know,
I really like you, I think then that's when the brother gets a little...
Apprehensive. And ladies, there's a difference. When men like you, there's a difference for men between like and love.
Right.
And we don't, understand it at times, because they may love you but not like you, which means they won't spend any time with you. And you wonder what's going on. I'm sorry. But you know, all right, right? See?
I heard like, that somewhere. Like, I don't have to love you.
Yeah.
But I like you.
And a man, think about when we were kids, when a little boy and a little girl, you know, 3 years old, five or seven, you know, a little boy sends you a note, you know, like love. One of my favorite movies where it talks about Brown Sugar, he sends the note. So
yes.
When we were kids, you send a note,
yes.
Do you like me? Yes, no, maybe, or whatever the case is. And I think sometimes we're still little kids at heart, but we haven't accessed that. So then even when you think about that, so a brother who keeps getting rejected and rejected and rejected, at some point he deals with it well, he gets healed, or he gets bitter.
Both.
Okay, because I'm thinking about a conversation I had with one guy who said he will never get married, or, you know, marriage is for the birds. I said, that's probably because he hasn't ever really come across the female he would like to marry, or he either keeps getting turned down. Because he approached me and I'm like, I need you to step back. Step back way over there. Okay.
Now, some men won't let their true feelings out. Because they're not ready for the rejection or the hurt. So a lot of men that say I'll never get married, those normally are the men that get married. Okay. But they marry the wrong person.
They married the wrong person.
Right. There's a lot of marriage. Like, I DJ a lot of weddings and a lot of weddings. And
you see a whole lot.
Yeah, I see some stuff. And then about 8 months later, a year later, they're no longer together. Right. And they'll say to me, you know, I didn't, you know, I gave it a shot. It didn't work out.
And it's your choice. And I think we miss that you both have to choose each other. It takes two non-selfish people that are willing to work.
Right.
Marriage is work, people. Relationships are work. And I think we want things are microwave. We just want it to happen, not understanding that it's two different people coming from two different social economic backgrounds, two different ways we talked about the other week, that two different people are raised entirely different, and you're trying to come together to be one person. And that's a little difficult at times.
And one of the things, too, also, too, with rejection. A lot of brothers, like I said, they like rejection because that's a challenge. Some brothers are up for that challenge. Yeah. Now, I know some brothers that would be like...
She told me no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get them draws. Okay, the guys have said that too. I've always been the one. I'm sorry, I'm laughing now. I've always been the one that hung around the guys, and the guys would come and tell me stuff.
Yeah.
To this day, I will take secrets to my grave, based upon information that they've said to me.
But men will say this because I have some friends that'll go, "Yo, D, she rejected me." Oh, I mean, she liked me.
No.
Now, you see, I got some of them people that be like, oh, she said no, she ain't giving me her number. Why? She going to give me her number. She going to give me her number. And I've had some men just constantly chase. And the women go, Diamond, tell them why. No, no. And then finally, they're like, all right, I'm going to give him a shot. And then it's like, yo, you know what?
But do you know that they wear you down?
He's not
That's
so bad.
That's how my ex-husband did. And 20 years later.
But some dudes.
What was I thinking?
No, but some dudes go, yo, I really like her. I'm going to prove to her I really like her. And I'm going to make this work.
Okay.
And then there's some dudes that are persistent. Like, that's who I want to be
with. So is it an ego
with.
Thing?
No. Some dudes just genuinely say, this is who I want.
No. I'm saying the ones who, when you say no to them,
because
you bruise their ego.
Some have bruised ego.
Right.
Like, some will be mad at you forever.
Right. Like, I have one of those. Listen, I got to make you laugh. So this one dude, I said to him that a woman at a certain level, that even if you're not interested in her, she can still get you to level either be interested or be her friend.
Right.
And we argued about this. He said, no. So one Definitely. Day he did something stupid. And I told him to back off. I'm going to get my crew. I was going to call all the guys together. And listen, I was an adult when I did this. I'm going to jack you up. He got mad at me, blacklisted me on his Facebook, and hasn't spoken to me again. Well, actually, no, we caught up. And I could tell he was still there. But I proved my point right. Because why'd you get mad? And you said, I'm done with you. And see, he thought we were headed in one direction and we weren't.
Right.
Actually, I was playing him in a certain way. That was nice.
Yeah, you were playing him.
I was testing his waters or where he was. And from that point, we have not gone back to being friends. And so his ego is bruised.
Ego is
bruised.
Egos get bruised every day.
Yes, they do.
They get bruised
every
day.
But you don't cut people. And I think part of it is we cut people off when our ego gets bruised. And sometimes we can learn from the people that we are cutting off.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, I definitely can say I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's, like I said, but rejection also means growth.
Yes. It hurts. I mean, we've all, like I think I said the other week, guys don't walk away from me. And it cost me a year just dealing with my mentality. And it was like, okay. And sometimes I think the thought is inherent and we don't think about that. Right. So ladies and gentlemen, we have to begin to think about the process of what we're doing and why we're doing it.
I mean, from a man's perspective, I'm going to be honest. I think rejection would, for me, would be growth to say, okay, what did I do wrong, evaluate. Because a lot of times rejection, you can be rejected for the way you approached.
Yes.
The conversation.
The way you look.
The way you look. Because, you know, some guys think that talking to females dirty is cool.
See, you're that approach with me gets you totally shut down.
Right. And then some guys, I've had women say to me, why did this dude just approach me and say, yo, what up, cousin? Yo, ma, and all of that stuff. Mommy. Then some women are like, you know, some women, I've even heard a woman say, I don't even like the perfect gentleman.
Well, some women want roughnecks and there's all different. That's a show. I remember being in Atlanta and I was with my little brother and this dude, the two dudes sitting there and they moved kind of, you know, they're right in my line of fire. One started attacking me because we were on our cell phones and went off on me. I'm thinking, really? You think I think that's going to be attractive? That just totally ticked me off. And so it was clear that he was like the go-to. And the other one, and it was Atlanta, so let's not go there. But the other one was clearly the one who was sitting there. And I was at a jazz club or something. And it's like, this is how you approach? This is Atlanta game? Because that doesn't do anything for me. And he literally went in. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, clearly you don't understand.
when I'm out. I know one thing that my wife says I have to be careful is that I'm very friendly.
You are, Diamond.
And
very
what happens
friendly.
Is she says that some women take that the wrong yes. way.
Now, even though we're talking about you're married, yes. you know you're married, you right. have a ring, but some women don't care.
Yeah, I've been there.
They have no respect.
I've been there where some woman had, you know, then one woman said to me one time, she said, you're so nice. She said, you must be married. So I said, yes. So she was like, all right, I could tell you're married. Her friend was like, oh, it's not, no, he not married. And she's like, no, he got a ring on his finger. And they're like, nah.
You domesticated.
Like yeah, like I'm just walking around with rings on my finger. Okay. But, you know, but like I said, but that's, you know, this is how crazy it is.
Right.
Because you got.
There's no respect.
There's
for
no respect,
marriage,
but there's
period.
A lot of settling.
Yes. I agree with that.
That's a lot. It's a lot of settling. So,
and when we settle people, we're typically not happy. And not settling just based upon your list. It's more, okay, I can't seem to do better. Or we settle based upon hurt and rejection.
Right.
Because we carry that around. When we've been rejected, I was on Facebook today talking about people who've not healed. They don't heal and they keep moving from relationship to relationship. And they never took time out to assess what went
right,
wrong.
Right.
And that's so important because sometimes it's you and sometimes it's them. Or sometimes it's your choice. Why do I keep choosing the same thing over and over again? Like it's a meal plan. You know that French fries are not healthy for you.
Right.
But every time you go in,
you're
going to order French fries.
I have some friends like that. Like I have a friend, he just like, oh, every time I pick a woman, I think she's right. She ends up being off a rocker.
I think somebody said crazy on feed.
Right. So I and this is my feed. Man. I say to him all the time, I said, bruh. But now he's chilling. Like he's really sitting back.
So he's starting to look.
He's moving very slow.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, I'm moving slow. And if I catch one vibe, it's unfortunate. Like one bad vibe, I'm out.
I'm kind of like, well, no. I used to say that I'm one of those who stick. And sometimes I stick probably too much till it blows up. But of course, as I approach 53, my processes change in regards to just life overall. Like I'm sitting on a board, it's like if there's too much drama,
right.
That's my thing is I'm out.
Right.
Because I don't have the energy for it anymore.
Right. And that's what we talk about, me and him. He's like, yo, D, I just don't have time to be playing around.
Yeah.
You know, he just says I need somebody that's down to earth, somebody who's cool in the gang. Somebody who, you know, we can chill, we can just enjoy things, you know, like willing to go different places. And then one of the biggest things came in was money. Because he was like, you know, I have a very good job, I make a very good living, but I don't think that I should always be the one putting out the money.
You heard me mouth that, right? I mouth gold digger.
Yeah, okay. Like he's just like, yo, I'm always paying, and then I'm saying to you, like, yo, can you?
The ladies got to pay some.
Can
when you're together.
Can you pay for this coffee? And she's like, nah, you the man.
Wow.
You know, Yeah. I mean,
There should be a balance. I mean, at some point,
I got some good brothers out there that I hang out with.
That the ladies should pay. If you're together and you're dating, you make him pay all the time. There's a problem with that. Because I'm one of those that I easily give, mm-hmm. and it should be a give and take.
But most men will say, I got it.
But you at least should offer.
Right.
You offer if he says, I got it. And then sometimes you say, no, really, I need to do this. And so it becomes that give and take, because marriage doesn't evolve unless you're doing something beforehand. And people get mad at me when I said, well, what you're doing sometimes dating, that follows through the process.
It does.
They think automatically you jump into marriage and it's wonderful. No, you start the process when you get to know each other.
Nah, marriage and dating are two separate things.
Yes. But I'm saying what you start. Right.
Absolutely.
So you got to start at a point. You just don't date and then say, okay, now it's going to change when we get married, when you haven't put anything in place.
Well, I think my relationship, we changed.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, you and Zev have been, that's
yeah,
been
we
a
changed. We have our, we go
and
through
times
our.
Times were different back then.
Yeah.
It's not the same now.
We've matured. We've grown, you know. But also, too, we grew financially together.
Right.
So we were broke together.
That's how my grandparents were, right. Back in the day, couples grew together.
Yes. We started broke together. We had children, broke children. Yeah. Then we started having a little bit of cash here. Then I think, because my oldest sons always laugh, they always go, yeah, when we was growing up to about 10 years old, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have nothing. Daddy used to buy us this stuff. Now my other kids, my three youngest kids, they're like, oh, you guys got name brand.
They say that about my oldest two, Scott and Josh, said about Josiah. But then Josiah, you know Josiah, he's like 6'2", 200 pounds. He couldn't fit his brother's stuff. So we had a whole different, you know, the hand-me-downs at some point had to stop.
Oh, hand-me-downs.
But I said
stopped.
You all weren't, your lights were never turned off. You didn't go hungry,
right.
Except for the point when we were homeless, living with cousins and family. But after that, I said, no, you had stuff on your feet. You know, may not have been the best, but when have you ever had lights turned off? When there was never not any food in the fridge?
Yeah.
And they can't answer me. May not have been what you liked.
Yeah, may not have been, hey.
But it was there. So it sounds like we need to wrap it up for today.
Oh,
we
man.
Appreciate, Diamond's not ready to go, but we appreciate you for tuning in. This has been the Queen Bee and Diamond D on Fresh Air Radio.
No. It's Brother Diamond.
Oh, it's Brother Diamond.
This Brother Diamond when I'm on Fleet. When I'm on Fleet, when I'm on my other show, I'm Diamond D. When I'm on Fresh Air, I answer to
Diamond. So it's been a Queen Bee and Brother Diamond D.
Yes.
On Fresh Air Radio, where we play music for your soul. This has been Heartstrings, Matters of the Heart. And we appreciate you for tuning in. We will see you next Tuesday. And maybe we'll be back for part three of Rejection. We'll see. But I appreciate you all. When you get a chance, check out Diamond over on Connecticut Fleet Radio. He's actually a celebrity. He just kind of plays it down a bit. But we love you. Talk to you soon.
Music for your soul.
I'm listening, baby. I'm listening.
Breathing in Fresh Air Radio.